This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by Case IH and your local Case IH dealer. In the battle against the opioid epidemic, better internet connections could help? I'll talk about it coming up after this.
Take a look inside any rotary combine, and you'll find single rotor technology. Technology Case IH introduced more than 35 years ago with the Axial Flow Combine. But unless it gives you more bells and whistles with fewer belts and chains, more power using less fuel, it's not an Axial Flow. Because while the heart of every rotary combine beats red, only Case IH gives you the power to do more. See how at caseih.com/heartbeat.
638, 6,272,639. There are 6,272,640 square inches in an acre. We counted. Why? Because we designed the TigerMate 255 field cultivator and 2000 series early riser planter to maximize every single one. So when you create the most level seedbed in the industry and target a nickel size area to plant a seed and never miss, you'll know in high efficiency farming, there's one name to count on, Case IH. Rethink productivity. Learn more at caseih.com/inches.
I must admit I was scratching my head a little bit the other day when I saw the solution being offered by an Assistant Secretary of Agriculture for solving the nation's opioid drug crisis. An Assistant Secretary for Rural Development of the USDA in Washington, Ann Haslett, has looked at this situation. It is, indeed, according to surveys done by Farm Bureau and the Farmers Union, a dire situation. Nearly 50% of rural adults and about 74% of farmers have been directly impacted by opioid misuse. Ann Haslett says that a critical tool for rural leaders on the front lines of the battle against this epidemic is something well within our means as a nation: increased access to high-speed internet. It's not just a fancy toy. It's not just something that could be fun. It's critical, she says. She says the Federal Communications Commission back in March reported that of the 24 million American households that do not have access to reliable, affordable, high-speed internet, 80% of them are in rural communities. Similarly, of the schools that lack access to high-speed internet service, 75% are in rural areas. Ann Haslett says it's unacceptable that our next generation of children living in rural America do not have access to the same quality education as their urban peers. She says modern tools of distance learning for adults seeking to advance their personal economic prospects are also unavailable to too many rural Americans, and that shortage of e-connectivity also prevents farms and other businesses from participating in the global marketplace. And then there's the access to health care. As we expand the broadband, Ann Haslett says more communities can access telemedicine for treatment and recovery from opioid abuse. I'll be back after this.